230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
I recently had David Horowitz as a guest on my Saturday radio show. He is a former left-wing activist who finally saw the error of his ways and now is a conservative activist. From first-hand experience, he really understands how the left uses democratic institutions to promote the extreme left-wing goals. Horowitz is performing a great service by exposing the fact that the power base of the left in America is now in the universities, especially in women's studies and black studies. Left-wing dominance began 30 years ago when political activists started to acquire power over college faculty hiring and promotion committees. This power has paid off big time. Numerous surveys of political attitudes of university professors show that the ratio of left-wing to conservative ranges from 5 to 1 to 9 to 1 and is steadily increasing. These professors are not merely left-wing, but have unrelenting malice against the country that has given them the great privileges and freedoms they enjoy. David Horowitz has written a new book where he shows how these left-wing professors regularly inject their political agendas and biases into their classroom teaching. They teach subjects outside their professional qualifications for the purpose of political propaganda, and they make blatantly political remarks in class. They make ethnically disparaging remarks directed at whites, Christians, and Jews. They have abandoned all pretense of teaching scholarly courses. The misuse of the freshman writing course is common at many universities, where assignments are regularly organized around feminism, radical environmentalism, and radical perspectives on race. Horowitz's newest book describes the 101 most dangerous professors in America. College students should be forewarned of what faces them on campuses today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Today's college campuses are hostile toward conservative beliefs, but Eagle Forum collegians are taking a stand. If you're a college student or know one who might be interested, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask about Eagle Forum collegians. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says he gets enough exercise just pushing his luck.
I should feel good.
Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And we have plenty of country flavor with us today because finally, after 5 years of begging and pleading and offering, G.B. Oliver is here in studio, believe it or not.
Slow but sure.
Gotcha.
I'm here. What a place.
Well,
this is exciting. This is Taj Mahal.
Well, see, it's all how you look at it. But I guess maybe we'll get it fixed back up, and I'll be out from under the influence of this groundhog hole down here and get back upstairs where you know, the sun's... They have to pipe sunlight down here to this thing.
I guess. This is the inner sanctum, isn't it?
I don't know, but it's all right. It works. And what it does, is it working today? Yesterday morning, it didn't work. Some of our affiliates could hear us and some could not. Mm-hmm. And that is a little bit upsetting, but I think our engineering staff is sober this morning and they got us on the air like they're supposed to. It was easier to get us on there than it was to get you off that airplane last night. But
you know, it's a long way to New Mexico. A long way.
It sure is. And I had, on the way from the Kansas City Airport, we just had to circle by the Golden Ox last night.
And that was fascinating.
And show GB where the old stockyards used to be. And, you know, it brings tears to one's eyes when you go by there and remember that 40 acres of bricks and stockyards and bawling cattle and squealing hogs and trucks lined up and the volume of livestock and finances that changed hands there for 100 and some years. And now there's nothing but parking lot.
Not even a museum.
No.
That's fascinating to me that kind of history has just been eliminated. I don't believe that's an accident, but just eliminated and nothing left there but the Golden Ox.
Well, I watched it die. I was there in 65, and I could see then that, you know, you could read the handwriting on the wall, if that's a good term.
Yeah.
And then the old-timers, there was no young people coming in at all. But the thing that really killed it were the packers going out to the big feedlots. When people quit feeding cattle mm-hmm. at home. You know, it used to be most corn hog farmers, particularly in Iowa, all the way from Indiana. Of course, Indiana wouldn't ship to Kansas City. But Iowa these surrounding corn states... A lot of those farmers fed 100, maybe 200 or 300 head of cattle, and they'd come to Kansas City to buy the feeder cattle. And then if they were close by, then they'd bring the fats in, you know, when they were ready to slaughter. And that's all over with now, with the big multinational corporations owning not only the packing companies, but a high percentage of the cattle.
You bet.
They've got enough cattle under control now that they don't even need a market.
That's right.
They can control the markets. And boy, wait till we get this animal ID in, and they're going to have the whole thing at the...
That's the icing on the cake right there.
It's right at their fingertips.
That's a final play right there.
And you know, I wasn't even going to talk about that. I think, did I bring it down here? What did I do with it? But I saw today, well, I've lost... Yeah, there it is. This just came across the, I'm still old-fashioned, say, the wire service. We don't have wire services anymore. But the Internet, Global Animal Management, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Sharing Plow Animal Health, announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service has named the company as an interim animal tracking database participant in the National Animal Identification System. They've got this all planned. Hard telling how much Sharing Plow plowed into the
political campaign.
But anyway, they have this tracker program. It's called TriMerit. It has reported the system meets all requirements for participating in the interim development phase.
I feel better already about that, don't you?
It goes on to say, since NASA, NAIS, Animal ID, is a voluntary program, TriMerit users will decide if they want their animal movements recorded, considered for inclusion on a disease traceback investigation. See, there's nothing going to be voluntary about this. Yes, it's voluntary today, but they say right in their
documents, it's
going to be mandatory. Anyway, I thought I'd just throw that in for whatever it's worth. I've been saving GB papers for weeks, months, years. I'm looking at this. This is the Martinez deal.
Martinez.
Okay. This state law will stop this nonsense in Arizona. We need the same type of law in New Mexico. The Martinez Ranch is in Arizona. Now, tell us, our listeners, a little bit about the Martinez Ranch.
Very much like the Laneys. You know, they came in and confiscated his cattle. But Martinez had the advantage of all of the information that we learned during the Laney case. You know, that's a beautiful part of these battles when you fight them is the United States government doesn't come up with any new tricks. And so as you fight them, it's expensive, but you learn something all the way down the road. He now has the United States Forest Service and the federal government backed into a bad corner.
He's now a good corner.
Good corner as far as our deal is concerned. And now the state of Arizona has realized that being a party in this thing, they're in bad trouble. So now they've turned their back on the Forest Service and what they did out there as far as confiscating the cattle. The exciting thing about all of that is we went through this same fiasco in New Mexico where we sued the livestock board and everybody else that was involved in it because they simply didn't protect the laws that were protecting the cattle and the guys that own them. And so when they confiscated those cattle in Arizona, the Forest Service was going to haul them across New Mexico to a sales ring in Texas. And the state of New Mexico has learned their lesson now and notified the Forest Service that those were stolen cattle. And if they brought them in New Mexico, that the state of New Mexico was going to confiscate them. So we're winning a little bit all along.
But the poor guy still doesn't have his cattle back.
Oh, but they're wanting to give them back to him.
Let's take a break. I hear music in the background. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We're visiting today with G.D. Oliver. Have him in studio live from the Groundhog's Den. We'll be the Bat Cave. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
G.B. Oliver in the studio today. G.B., you were telling me about Martinez and how the state, now he's in Arizona.
Yep.
How the state of Arizona has had to kind of run backwards on this.
Yeah, thing. They're in the same position the state of New Mexico found himself in. And we sued the livestock board and carried him to the wall on that. And the state of Arizona is that, you see, anytime what the United States government does is they come in and through some kind of an MOU and some kind of a buyout, because they have absolutely no control over any property within any state, they have to coerce the state into doing the dirty work. And so that's who you turn around and you go after. It's a state that violates their own laws, and that's, you know, we talked a little bit about Dick Manning a while ago. That's the way it comes down on them. And so you take it to the state, and you make a Christian out of the state, and then they're not there to take your property, they're there to protect your property.
So they are now protecting Martinez?
Yeah, they'd like to. And in fact, the United States Forest Service is doing anything in the world to get out of this deal, because Martinez just never turned them loose. They hauled his cattle all the way to Texas and sold them over there. Martinez has come back and sued the guy that bought the cattle, because he bought stolen cattle. He sued the sales ring that sold them. He sued the United States Forest Service. He sued the state of Arizona. Now, all of a sudden, the old boy that sold them, they sold them in good faith. The guy that bought them, they sold them in good faith. Now they've turned around and sued the United States Forest Service, state of Arizona.
Really?
They see how this snowballs. And so now, you know, they'd like to come back to Martinez, get his cattle back, and pat him on the back. And put
you
them,
don't want them
he's
their
not,
cattle.
He's not interested. You know? He's got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to fight. And that's just right.
Oh, that's great. Now, you said we mentioned Dick Manning a while ago. You and I did, but our listeners didn't hear us talking about Dick. The first time I went to New Mexico and I spoke, we were at the fairgrounds, if I remember. Mm-hmm. Dick was sitting outside, and I went out there and visited with him a while. I don't know, we were missing some dull program that you were probably on.
Well, it's for sure it was dull then.
We went outside, and Dick started telling me cowboy stories. But he is a great guy. I've only met him three or four times, but we showed up together, I believe it was in Omaha, at an RCAF meeting or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where it was, but we got to spend a lot of time together there. And we lost Dick. He's now... he's passed on to the great beyond. But give our listeners... Oh, we're not going to have time. We're going to have to do it after this commercial break. But Dick Manning had was it a gold mine?
Yeah.
A gold mine there in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the feds... He had the claim to it and everything.
Absolutely.
And the feds literally just harassed him.
Same deal. Worked in conjunction with the state of New Mexico and shut him down.
And he had some money. He spent millions of dollars.
The Paragon Foundation put quite a bit of money into that. And here at the end, Pacific Legal helped him. But he finally won it.
All right, let's take a break. He's not around to enjoy it, but he won it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, Jimmy, you were talking about Dick Manning, and like I said, he was no longer than I knew him. He was one of my favorite people.
One of the most fascinating, brilliant men ever. I put Dick Manning in the Wayne Hage category.
All right, and in both cases, they won their case, they beat the feds, but the feds wore them out. And they're both, as you said, Dick's up there in heaven just smiling about this whole play.
You bet. You bet. But that's the game plan. But thankfully, Dick's children did not let that thing go. And Dick's wife, they realized that that was something near and dear to his heart, and they followed it on through. And so the other day, Supreme Court of the state of New Mexico ruled favorably. Now, this case is going to go on and on. It needs to go on and on because it's a precedent-setting case. But basically what they said is absolutely, when the state interferes in any way and takes away any of your rights, you have the right to sue that state. And so now he's in the state of New Mexico is absolutely scared to death of this thing. Just like in the Laney case. They know very well they violated their own laws and violated their own constitution. But their whole idea of winning is to run you out of gas and run you out of money. And that's the only way they
can outlive you.
Outlive you. Outlive
you. See, in both of those cases, Hage and Manning,
mm-hmm.
they outlived them.
Mm-hmm.
See, the feds don't die. And that's the way with it, that's the way with corporations. Corporations live forever.
That's right.
So, you know, they don't ever a corporation never has to pay inheritance tax.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the interesting thing. And a corporation, just like the federal government, has no heart and has no conscience. It's a machine. And it, and you aim that machine and it runs over what's ever in front of it.
Okay. Let's go to Cecil in Arizona. Hi, Cecil. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
We're glad to have you.
GB, you never stay home.
I don't think I know you.
I don't think so. I was in your area last Thursday, and you weren't even there.
I don't even remember last Thursday.
Did you have, was anything missing when you came home?
No, no. Looked like you'd have taken a horse or two.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a horse trailer.
Oh.
I did... My purpose in being there was to visit Jay Wally. And I was very impressed with what I observed in Jay. He's improving greatly. He's got a long ways to go. Jay really enjoyed the visit. Jay kind of lives with his email. He gets along real well with that, and I'd urge any of the listeners that know Jay to send him an email. He really appreciates those.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Cecil.
One quick other note.
Very quick.
Our friend Mel is running for the State House of Representatives in Arizona. And Donna says hello.
Okay.
We've got to help that gentleman any way we can.
Is that right?
Absolutely. It's a good man.
Well, we help folks out here.
You
we
betcha.
Do the best we can for the tools we got. Hey, Cecil, thanks for the call. Let's go to a gentleman goes by A.W. in Missouri that went to that Salem Animal ID meeting last night. What did you learn down there, A.W.?
Well, I learned a couple things. There's over 250 people there last night.
Good.
And no one there was supported except our state senator was on board with it. But a lot of people seem to be surprised that their farm organizations are supporting it. They, you know, they join these organizations and don't go to the meetings, so I guess they don't know that they're actually supporting it also. But there was no support other than our state senator yesterday. It was kind of interesting.
Was there any kind of a debate took place or?
No one. Well, just with him and the question series afterwards, and he was digging. He was digging pretty deep, trying to get out of this. And
Ray Cuneo was there, was he not?
Oh yes, he was. Yeah,
see,
it was good. He and he's really into it. And let's see, there was a few other folks there too.
Well, that's okay.
Russell Wood was there, and the guy from Texas County Farm Bureau was there.
Parker.
Yes.
Well, see, GB and I are going down to Kabul tomorrow. And
yes, that'll be really good. We're going to try and make that also.
Yeah, please do. We'll. GB's getting all warmed up. He said, "What kind of people are these?" I said, "I don't know what to tell them."
Well, he tells me they're the best, so I'm excited about it.
Okay, Debbie. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's move along here. I got an email from some of your groupies, GB. Please convey to GB how great it is to have him live on the show today. He truly is a great American. Honest, trustworthy, and he tells you something you can believe in. Now, where'd this guy come up with this kind of information?
I need to know who that is.
His name is Walt.
We've obviously never met.
He didn't see you get off the airplane yesterday afternoon.
He sure didn't.
I'd like also to apologize to him, as some months ago he told you that he would come back on your show and tell just where the NAFTA agreement states that the UN would control miles on each side of the Mexican border. It's hard to believe, but my friends and I all missed this show.
I did too.
When are you going to get that NAFTA agreement so we can prove what's going on down there?
I will get that as soon as I get back. I promise.
You're lying again? Come on.
You said I'd never come here, didn't you?
He says you're honest and trustworthy.
Yeah.
I hear music. Gotta quit. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that. And there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Gold prices drifted lower on Thursday as the U.S. dollar gained against the euro. Oil eased and selling pressure mounted at higher levels despite the growing conflict in the Middle East. Gold closed down $6.60 in New York to $645.20 an ounce. Silver closed off 16 cents to $12.01. Sentiment remains positive and safe haven gold was seen rebounding to trade above 650 after some profit taking. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind, too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-679-7793. That's 877-679-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-679-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who uses his earwax to make candles, Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Jimmy, you were talking about a memorandum of understanding and how the feds come into the states and get the states to sign along with this thing, and then the state does their dirty work for them.
Absolutely.
And I'm just looking here right now, and you know, you probably know a little bit about this because this is in the Alamogordo Daily newspaper, all right? Commissioners will also consider Attorney Dan Bryant's request for approval of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Land Management, and Otero County. You know anything about this?
Absolutely.
The purpose of this memorandum is to facilitate active participation of the three entities in the Alamogordo Regional Water Supply Planning Process.
The end is near. When they start playing that game, the show's over.
Can you explain that to us?
Not for sure. I don't even understand exactly what's going on.
Do they understand what's going
on? Heck no, they don't understand it. We'd never sit in a room with them. Never. They don't have any idea what the game is. But I'm going to tell you something. The objective to sit down and facilitate one of these meetings and get an MOU is never in your benefit. Never. Those county commissioners have the obligation to protect the property and the safety and the well-being of the citizens of that county, period. And they have that authority. What people in this country don't understand is the strongest elected official in this country today is a county commissioner. And you got to focus on those. And we go over there and talk to our county commissioners on a regular basis. They're going to have a meeting with them, but I'll assure you that it'll be the end of them if they fall in there and sign one of those things. You just don't let it happen.
Do they understand that? Do most county commissioners know what's going on?
I would tell you that our county commissioners understand it very well. Very well. You know, here we had the flood down there in Alamogordo here a while back.
And you had rain before you came up here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just right after you sell all your cattle. There it is. But, you know, here comes FEMA in there. FEMA is one of the most dangerous organizations there is in this country today. And to enter into an MOU, an agreement with FEMA is the worst possible thing that any county or any municipality can ever do. And it didn't take FEMA 3 days to try to get in that town and start talking about emergency procedures and we need to put some money into this.
Well, you had the flood.
You bet. You bet.
They did the same thing in South Dakota, maybe it was North Dakota, but they had a fire up there and burned down 12 homes and a bunch of land, a bunch mm-hmm. of timber and stuff. And FEMA was right there the next day wanting to sign up people to do. And once they do, then they come under this hazard mitigation thing.
That's exactly right.
And when the hazard mitigation is tied up to this zoning deal, and you've had it.
There's no free money. There's no free money. So I'll tell you what we did in Alamogordo. We started a little group and started putting it together, and we said, you know what, we'll help our own. We don't need any government outside help. And it was amazing how much money has been contributed to that little deal to help those people from the churches and from individuals and everything. That's the way you resolve these problems. You don't ever let the federal government come in and get a hand in the game.
But those politicians, all the way up to the governor, they cannot wait. We can get some free money out of this. They say it all the time.
My brother always called it a win-win deal.
Yeah, if we, Johnny,
yeah.
He knows better than that. Johnny is a win-win guy anyway.
Yeah.
But they're right there, and they came. We're from the government, and we're here to help you. I mean,
they're gonna raise your taxes and give you a little bit back.
And immediately the local people say, you know, if we don't get that, somebody else is going to.
That's exactly right.
So there you go. But
they need that Common Sense Chronicle.
Yeah, I wish everybody. You know, people say, well, what can we do to help you? You know, if they just subscribe to the Chronicle, it would be a big help.
Absolutely.
For them, their friends. I have a lot of people say, Derry, I get that Chronicle, and I guess it's illegal, but I make copies of it and hand it around to my friends. I said, no, the idea is to get the word out. For goodness sakes, get the word out. But it would help us tremendously financially, you know.
Absolutely.
Instead of thousands of copies, if we could get out hundreds of thousands of them, you know, it would bring a little bit back into the kitty.
But so many organizations that claim to be fighting this fight where we are, over and over again, and I see this, and it's very disappointing, all of a sudden it becomes territory. It becomes about them. And we feel just like you do. The idea in this deal is to win this battle and not to protect your territory or for your organization to get rich or something like that. It's about winning.
Our credit.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Do we have to give you credit? Heck no. It's not a matter of credit. I don't have to do this.
No, we're doing it for our children and our grandchildren. That's exactly right.
But anyway, let's go back to the telephones. Bill in Missouri. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I just wanted to correct the record here. There was some misinformation put out about Senator Frank Barnett a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
He and also Jason Smith, our state rep, are both adamantly opposed to mandatory USAID.
Oh, the other caller said that they were for it. Is that
right? Yeah, he said our U.S. senator was for it.
Uh-huh.
He's not. Frank's involved in the quality assurance program, and that's a program that...
That's totally different from Animal ID.
Completely different.
Yes.
But you do have to get to be involved in that QSA program. They make you take out a premise ID number. So...
And, you know, we're finding out more and more that a lot of people have premise ID numbers and they never signed up for them.
Yeah. And they mentioned last night, to get a premise ID number, they're going to mail out a form, and there's no place on that form for your signature. So anyone could take that form and sign anyone's name to it and get them enrolled.
Really?
Premise ID without their knowledge.
Yeah, I hear that veterinarians are doing it. One lady called me, and she said... She fools with horses. She took some horses in for a Coggins test, and before they would draw blood on those horses, she had to have a premise ID. Now I can't imagine veterinarians going along with this. But...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Look how much money is to be made by these veterinarians.
Yeah, it's
that's where they're in the
costly.
Well, anyway, hey, but appreciate your call, Bill. Thanks for straightening
thank
us
you.
Out on that. I have here. From the Ecologic Powerhouse. Did you ever hear those folks?
I did.
Okay, they have a... there's going to be... it's not them doing this, but there's going to be a property rights conference Saturday, August the 5th. That's tomorrow. And it says right here, paragraph 3, G.B. Oliver of the Paragon Foundation will be the featured speaker. Read that right there. Did you know that? You are the top dog. You are the cock of the walk. That's the rooster that whoops all the rest of them.
Well, what's your name doing down here?
Well, I circled that. I'm not nearly as important as you are, but a double presentation of the Real Conservationist Award to both Ray Cuneo and Derry Brownfield will be honored with plaques in recognition of their long and tireless efforts to protect private property.
There you go.
See?
That's why I came.
To see me get an award.
See you get a plaque.
Well, anyway, we appreciate this. And by the way, this is going to be tomorrow at Kabul, Missouri, at the theater. And looking for a big crowd down there. Beth is even going to come down.
My goodness.
She was there last year. I couldn't believe it. They feed coffee and donuts, you know. And I looked around, and there was Beth. And I had to do a double take. I had no idea. Now, I think...
Beth's going places. You know that.
Well, now that you heard...
She's hired me as an agent, and I'll tell you what. She's going places.
It frightens me. I don't know how.
And well, it should. We'll have a great time down there. I am so excited about getting to go down there.
So,
I'm getting to go with you.
Yeah. We're going to... Maybe Vern will let us drive her car down there tomorrow.
Well, you know, you've got cattle all over everybody in this country, so we're going to have to leave them right here and go gather your cattle before we can go.
Yeah, I've had two batches. Do cattle come in batches?
Yeah.
I was helping an old boy gather one time, and, I mean, he was helping me, and it was hot weather. I mean, it was like it was last week here, 100-and-something degrees, and our old horses couldn't get their breath, and we had some cattle we just had to move that day. And he came riding up, and his horse was all lathered up, and he says, "Boy, there, these cattle are hid in the brush." He said, "They're scattered out to one in a bunch, two in a bunch. Some bunches ain't got any in them." Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to Illinois. Danny. Hi, Danny. You're on the air.
Hey, Derry. Yes. We're just wondering here what a county commissioner exactly, what he does exactly, and what makes him so powerful.
He builds bridges and fills potholes in county roads.
Unfortunately, that's what they think.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us the truth there.
Well, if you go back to the way that this country was set up, if you go back and read early on in the history of this country, you couldn't get anybody to run for the United States Senate or the House, and because everybody wanted to be a county commissioner. The way our government was set up is those elected officials closest to the people were the most powerful. And you go to, in Otero County, where I am there in New Mexico, we put together a county land use plan, and that county land use plan identifies the custom, the culture, the economic viability. It lays all of those things out. And did you know that a county has never lost in litigation against a federal government or a state government in protecting that once they've identified who they are and what they're about and what their economic stability is based on? You can fight any battle anywhere. So those county commissioners have absolutely no idea how powerful they are. Just like your county sheriff.
Sheriff, yes. Sheriffs don't know.
No, he is the chief law enforcement authority in any county. Now, once he takes, federal money and those kind of things, with every time you get money, there's some kind of agreement that's signed off. Go down there to your local sheriff and ask him if he has any agreements or grant money from the federal government, and he's going to have them, and ask him for a copy of the documentation that he filled out and that he signed to get that. And when you read it, you'll want to drag him outside and whip him.
So the county commissioner and sheriff together, you could have a
you control
the county, couldn't you?
You control the whole deal.
Absolutely. See, this is exactly what Jack McClam is doing up there in Idaho. They have put together a group, they call it a Christian community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they've got enough people there that they can pretty well vote in whoever they want to. And when you get the right people in there, and they all understand the authority that they have, hey, there is no problem. You can keep the feds out. But most people got their hands out. They want, hey, if we don't take this money, somebody else is going to get it. We may as well get it, and who cares?
Well, you know, and let me tell you something else. In all of your states and everything, you've got Forest Service guys running around with a badge and a gun. You got BLM guys. You got Park Service guys running around. Where did they get that authority?
They don't have it.
They don't have any.
Yeah, I'll tell you where they get it. They come down and get it from your local sheriff. But do they have the right to enforce federal law? Absolutely not. He didn't have the authority to give them the authority to enforce federal law. They have state law enforcement authority only. But Congress has never, ever issued that other than the two agencies.
All right. Well, thank
hey,
you, guys.
Danny, thanks for the call. We're going to take the final break of the hour. The hour is about to get away, but I'll tell you, we're going to have a lot more of G.B. Wally's here. I'm going to ride that horse, ride the hair right off of him. We'll be back.
How many cattle you got out? We got to.
Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Man, those are cool shades, but they're so dark.
Gotta have them.
Sun in your eyes?
No, it's the Funshine.
Funshine?
Yeah, Funshine at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Sedalia.
It's time to let the fun shine at the Missouri State Fair with 9 nights of awesome concerts. Catch free music on the Budweiser stage, a mile-long carnival midway, Dodge Rodeo and bull riding. And there's free shows everywhere. Guys wrestling with alligators, crazy people diving off 80-foot towers.
Wow, that's nuts!
Plus, just eating, laughing, and hanging out with friends. What a great time. And it's only $8 to get in for all day and night, and parking's free. Nowhere but the fair can you find all this. Check it out. Go to MoStateFair.com. Then gather your friends for some fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to 20th in Sedalia. And let the fun shine. Hey, don't forget your shades.
And we are in the home stretch. Let's go to Nebraska. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Derry. I'm just curious. We've got an attorney in this state that is willing to sue if our state becomes a law that says we have to force ourselves to, or they're going to force us to get an animal ID identification and premise ID. Now, is that something they're willing to do?
I don't know.
Paragon?
I guess I'm not quite understanding, Kenny.
Well, I've talked to an attorney, and we need to challenge this animal ID thing for jurisdiction.
Well, let me tell you, they have federal government, and no agency of the federal government has any jurisdiction over any property within any state. So the only way that they can get this done is coerce your state, the state of Nebraska, into passing it.
Okay, then if that happens, like in Wisconsin, a lady called in, she was needing some help, or Michigan, I don't know what state it was, and now the Texas has got a state law. Now, let's say Nebraska passed state law. Do we not need to sue the state of Nebraska then?
Well, as far as I understand it, and we haven't dug into that real deep, but I'll tell you, I believe that the state of Nebraska, or state of New Mexico, or state of Texas has the authority to implement that.
They do.
Absolutely.
Well, they did. In Texas, they did, and it's on the books.
But they're backing up in
Texas.
They're
backing up, but here's what scares me about this, GB. The Texas authorities are saying, and you know, I had that, we went through this over and over and over when it was all happening.
Mm-hmm.
They can fine you $1,000 a day mm-hmm. for not having a premise number. Okay, it's on the books. Now, they came along and said, well, we're not going to enforce those laws. Well, maybe they're not going to enforce those laws today, but when they do start enforcing them, or if they change, say they get a Hillary Clinton type in there, you see, and she says, well, looky here, these people haven't signed up, and they owe us $1,000 a day. It's on the books. It's signed by the governor. It's law.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been 2 or 3 years ago at $1,000 a day. There's the ranch.
Well, you know, the only place that, in what we understand about, the only place that the federal government may be able to intercede in this in any way is when those cattle cross state lines through the Interstate Commerce Clause. Of course, they climb into that every time they get a chance. But I do believe that the state has the authority to pass that. They do have jurisdiction over property within their boundaries.
Well, then can't we sue them for violation of our, for violation of our rights?
There may be a suit there. I'm not aware of exactly how you would count that suit, and it'd have to be done very, very carefully.
Uh-huh. Well, I only have 30 cows. This is my livelihood, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to hurt me in one way or the other, I'm sure.
Well, the momentum's against them. And boy, I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to get out there and stir up anybody and everybody you know and have them write letters and scream and holler. Not necessarily at the feds, but at your state. Well, you make sure they understand anybody steps in that arena is going to get their head cut off.
Well, when you got the state agricultural director in favor of it, the Farm Bureau in favor of it, I mean, where do you go?
Well, I mean, you go to those guys that would pass that legislation. Uh-huh. You make dadgum sure your state congressman and your state senator understands very clearly that if he steps on that side of the line, you'll break your neck for the rest of your life to see that he becomes a private citizen again.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what else they've got. They're hiring these well-known ag people. For example, Baxter Black is doing paid commercials. I say paid. I doubt knowing Baxter if he would do this for nothing.
Well, Baxter's a good friend of mine, and I can bet you my bottom dollar he's not doing it for nothing.
All right. How about Leroy Van Dyke?
He's I don't know Leroy.
Well, you know who he is, don't you?
But Baxter's a vet.
Yeah, he's a veterinarian.
And I can tell you, a while ago, look how much money is to be made by the veterinary business and the animal ID. It's huge.
Hmm. Well, this is... something's got to be done. We just can't stand around and just let this thing happen.
Absolutely not. You're on the right track there. Just, you know, paw the ground and sling snot and tell everybody in the world that you know about it. Get her stopped.
Thank you for being there.
Hey, you bet. Paw the ground. That's right. We're about out of time here, GB, and I want to again thank you for being on the show today. He'll be on the show again Monday and Tuesday, so we're going to get 3 days out of this deal. And tomorrow we will all be in Kabul, Missouri, and we're going to see what kind of keynote speaker he is. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.